Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Week 4 of the high school football season, Maryville goes on the road taking on St. Pius in Kansas City. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb as well as a senior from his squad, Caden Steckline. Guys, appreciate coming in and talking with us. And this is a fun one. It's week 4. We're just kind of hitting that midpoint to the season, but there's a lot on the line. Of course, we think about the conference implications. This one has a lot to do with districts down the line, but I feel like you just kind of look in Northwest Missouri in general. This is kind of the big game of the week, just Maryville coming in, St. Pius, they're unbeaten, and obviously just the tradition that the Spoof Hounds bring in as well.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time, and you know, it's week 2, like you said, of the MEC play, but at the same time, there's a lot riding on this game, and it's fun to go on the road as happy as we always are to play in the Hound Pound here in Maryville. It's fun to go in somebody's backyard and go get a win.
Caden, so much left of this senior season for you, but there is, you know, you kind of look at this one, what Pius has done the last couple of years, especially last season, just a one-point loss to the Warriors there. What's this like from your perspective of knowing kind of what Coach is talking about there, but also just the personal side of, you know what, we want to go into their house and play a great football game?
Yeah, this is a huge game for us. I mean, the past 2 years we've lost two close ones and, you know, thought we should have won, but this year, you know, we're just hoping to get vengeance, and a lot rides on this game, you know, conference, districts, and whatnot, but we're hoping to go in there and get a win.
Coach mentioned the chance to go on the road and pick up a win and how exciting that is. We've seen the last 2 weeks at the Hound Pound what the energy from a crowd can do for this team. What does it do for this ball club, too, when you're sucking the energy out of a road out of the team's home crowd? Because we've seen that neutral site so far. This is the first true road contest for the Spoof Hounds.
Yeah, for sure. This will, you know, it's going to be a tough atmosphere. You know, Pius, you know, they're going to have a lot of fans. It's going to be loud. But, I mean, if we come out and just execute our plays and do what we're supposed to, we can shut up the crowd real quick.
Should be a good venue. They've made some renovations. This is one that, for many years, St. Pius kind of felt like the little brother in the matchup, but they've got the last two wins. They've got some nice facilities, expecting a big one. This matchup feels a little bit different than maybe 5-6 years ago, Coach.
Yeah, I think so. You know, one of the things that has been very impressive that in my years here as a coach in Maryville is watching the transition at St. Pius and from, you know, when Coach Byers was there, it was such a traditional environment, very good program. I always had a lot of respect for how they coach and how they coach the game, and still have that same respect for it with Coach Simone when he's there. But they've made a definite investment there in the Northland area where they're located, with some facilities improvements, turf fields, really did a lot to their stadium renovations, video board, things that are very attractive to you know, high school athletes in general in that Northland area. And I think it's impressive what he's been able to do. They've played for a state championship last couple of years, made deep runs in the playoffs. They've won our conference. They've just done an excellent job of really kind of flipping their program and being a very good in all sports, all athletics, you know, and what that's doing to their school environment, I think, is impressive to watch from the outside in.
I think from a fan and especially media standpoint, we do like to heap a lot of praise and talk about the work and the effort it takes, and they talk about the facilities for St. Pius to be able to build up to a point where they are such a good football team in Class 3 and the MEC. But what's it also say about the other side? Nobody wants to talk about the sustainability of Maryville year in and year out and constantly a contender and the tradition that goes with it. There's a ton that makes it happen, doesn't there?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I was asked this week you know, the kind of the current question that coaches get a lot in when you play private schools and being in a public at a public school is one of the media outlets asked me, you know, how do you do about recruiting, you know, when they can recruit and you can't. And it got me thinking. I think we all recruit every day. I think part of my job is to recruit young guys like Nolan sitting here on a Friday wearing a Max Destruction shirt, going to Miss Wonderly's class at the age he is, and I think I every coach recruits every day in his own hallways. You know, I think when we have youth camps and we recruit, you know, when we have youth night at the Hound Pound, you know, we recruit. You want to be attracting to young people in your community, and ours is at a public style. Obviously, you know, we're kind of dealt with who's growing up in Maryville. And we're very fortunate and blessed to live in a community that values, you know, quality performances and quality experiences in our activities, whether it be football, basketball, choir, band, you know, anything that we offer at the Maryville High School. We want to put the best product forward. And I think, you know, St. Pius is a great example of doing the same thing. Like I mentioned with their facilities, that's very attracting to young people. And they get an opportunity to have a great education to come to school there. So I think it's a fun kind of thing that maybe, like you said, is not talked about as much.
That's a great viewpoint to have of recruiting every day of the kids that want to come in and be successful within your program. Caden, do you remember as a young guy kind of looking up at Coach Webb and certain seniors at a certain point, or any players that stand out in your mind that kind of made you want to get to the point that you're at now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, growing up, I would come to all the Spoofhound football games and, you know, just watch and just be attracted to how well the program was and how, you know, consistent every year Spoofhound football is. And that's, you know, due to the coaching and whatnot. But there are certain players that I've looked up to. You know, Eli Dallas was a running back. He was an H. I looked up to him. Tyler Houchin as well. He was a fullback. You know, those were two of the main players that I really wanted to follow after.
And one of the things that is that I'm always really proud of, Caden, you know, number one is, you know, let's, you know, obviously when you go to a game and you watch him play, the versatility he's giving us year in and year out on both sides of the ball, whether he's running the ball on offense or catching the ball on offense, that's a difficult talent set to do. And he's obviously one of the guys in our school that's a multi-sport athlete, you know, excels on the basketball court and ran some track last year. I know he considers himself a really good golf player. I don't know how that's verified as much, but Caden is just a great example of somebody that has grown up in this community. And like you said, this has seen some of those teams older than him, and I'm certainly proud of him, the way he's leading as a senior and what he's doing on and off the field.
Caden, to get to this point, obviously a lot of work goes in, and now all of a sudden you're an electric player. Coach kind of talking about the different sports you step in and excelling at right now. For this Maryville offense, averaging 45.3 points per game through 3 weeks, seven different players have already caught a touchdown pass so far. It feels like this is a group that has a lot of guys that can make the big play, but a lot of guys that are pretty unselfish and willing to kind of wait for their moment to come. What's like in that huddle with those guys?
It's awesome. You know, there's no real selfishness, to be honest, and that's on both sides of the ball. But, you know, Derek Quinlan does a really good job at just finding open targets. And, you know, we just need to establish the run game a little bit more. But, I mean, down the line, you know, just Quinlan's done a real good job, you know. And like you said, we just want to win. We don't really care who gets the points or the touchdowns, or we just want to win, and that's the main goal for tonight.
The unsung heroes, the offensive linemen, keeping Derek clean or opening up some holes for you and the rest of the guys to run. You giving them hugs after games? I mean, you, obviously, we're not in the NFL. You can't buy them watches, but you got to show the appreciation somehow, right?
No, for sure. I mean, the O-line, they don't get enough credit for what they do, and, you know, I mean, they're doing all the dirty work, basically, and, you know, they're hitting play after play after play, which takes a toll on you, and most of them are playing both sides of the ball, which is, you know, I don't know how they do it, to be honest, but, you know, without them, we wouldn't be what we would be on offense.
Maryville getting set to take on St. Pius tonight. We're talking with Caden Steckline, a senior running back and defensive back, also head coach Matt Webb. Caden, as we go in, you've got the big play ability, the home run hitting every time the ball touches your hands. So what's your preferred avenue to score? You want to catch a pass and break away from the defensive back, hit the hole hard and make a guy miss, kickoff return? What do you think?
I think that I really want to have a breakout run tonight, because, you know, we haven't really quite had that yet. We've had a lot of throws, you know, for breakouts, but a run would be super nice, just because, you know, it just shows that, you know, their D-line and their linebackers can't, you know, get past our O-line.
Coach Webb doesn't care.
Yeah, Coach Webb just wants to see points,
as
right?
As long as it's points, I don't care if it's a run or pass.
I agree.
All right, Coach Webb, if you're out there on the links, could you beat Caden?
No.
I'm going to tell you a very firm no. He is. There's a lot of players, whether they play on the golf team or not, that are better than Coach Webb. Coach Webb enjoys playing golf, but I think I enjoy just being outside and the camaraderie more than the actual skill of golf. I am not a very good golfer.
I think I agree with that,
if we were to be in a fishing boat, I don't even think it'd be close.
He would outfish you, what you're saying.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll be pretty boastful and say absolutely not.
Yeah, I would not. I'll be honest.
We'll shift this to the spring. We'll do this again out in a boat somewhere, and we'll find out.
Sounds good.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, also senior running back and defensive back Caden Seckline, joining us here on KXCV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe. Kickoff tonight against St. Pius, 7 o'clock. Pregame starts at 6:30.